The first thing on the list was listening skills. And according to most theory on this subject, it is the ability to listen and, more importantly, to demonstrate to the other person that you are listening, which has the most positive effect on another individual. So how are your listening skills? Take a moment to think about the following questions and perhaps make a few notes. What are the barriers to listening? How can you show that you are really listening non-verbally? How can you show that you are really listening verbally? Let's look at how to demonstrate good listening. First of all, non-verbal listening skills. Let's start by looking at body posture and gestures. It is important to maintain an open and relaxed body posture, using subtle gestures to support our understanding of what the other person is saying. Remember, however, to try and match your actions with the tone of the conversation in order to achieve empathy. Facial expressions. Smiling and nodding can be very encouraging to the speaker, as can other expressions to match the tone and the content of the other person's words. Eye contact. Maintaining eye contact is a good way to show that you are listening and interested in the other person. Eye contact should be regular, but not a fixed stare, of course. Now for verbal listening skills. Words. Think carefully about the words you choose when responding. Using the type of words and the vocabulary that the speaker has used can be a very, very powerful way of showing empathy and establishing a connection with them. Tone and volume. Try to maintain even tone and volume and acknowledge the other person's feelings with your words. Pauses. If you are speaking, you can't listen. So allow enough pauses to let the other person speak and for you to digest what they have said. Clarification. Ask questions to clarify points and obtain more information or probe deeper. Summarising and paraphrasing. This not only reassures the other person that you have been listening, but also helps you to be sure that you have understood and captured their key points. There is a lot more to effective listening than simply using your ears. Effective listening implies using all of our senses as well as our bodies in order to demonstrate that listening is actually taking place. There is an old saying which goes, "A wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that old bird?"